You're listening to SBS News.
For New Zealand expat Josh Pomari and his wife Paige, the opening of the two-way travel bubble with New Zealand can't come soon enough. With flights booked, the opportunity will finally allow the couple to introduce their 10-month-old daughter, Blake, to her grandfather.
There's been a lot of Skyping, but you just can't replace, you know, hugging your kids or your grandkids. It's just not the same. So he is particularly eager, but all of the cousins as well are very, very keen to meet my daughter. So, no, it's going to be a great reunion.
The travel bubble arrangement with New Zealand is now being reciprocated, allowing those in Australia to travel to New Zealand without having to undergo mandatory hotel quarantine upon arrival. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will be using the first bi-weekly National Cabinet meeting with state and territory leaders to discuss how best to open Australia's international borders. He says he is in no rush to lift restrictions.
Australia is in no hurry to open those borders, can I assure you. I mean, there are 3 million people now who have died from COVID. The COVID pandemic is raging around the world. The idea on one day that everything just opens, that's not how this is going to happen. It'll be happen cautiously and carefully, working very hard on the medical and health protections in place, because I'm not going to put at risk the way that Australians are living today.
Mr. Morrison says vaccinated Australians could travel overseas in the second half of the year. He says home quarantine for returning Australians will also be discussed.
If we can get ourselves in a position, perhaps in the second half of the year, where Australians, for essential purposes, can travel and return to the country without going into hotel quarantine if they have been vaccinated, that would potentially open the door later for returning Australian residents to have a successful home isolation quarantine. But we have to make sure that that will work and that will be as effective as the hotel quarantine. Now, if that works, then that means you've freed up your hotel quarantine. And that means essential workers can start to come in. Potentially, we can do more with other populations in a very controlled and very safe way.
New South Wales Health is continuing to investigate how COVID-19 spread between families in a Sydney hotel quarantine facility. Tests have shown 3 family members picked up the virus from a family of 4 who were staying in an adjoining room at the Adena Apartment Hotel at Sydney's Town Hall. Labor's health spokesperson Mark Butler says the issue of ventilation in hotel quarantine needs to be addressed.
There have been calls for national standards to be put in place, including around things like ventilation arrangements in the hotel. We don't know final details of this case yet, but it may well be that ventilation and aerosol transmission of COVID-19 has again played a part in this transmission.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says National Cabinet will consider the ways states can assist with mass vaccination clinics. In Victoria, residents aged over 70 will have the choice of receiving the AstraZeneca vaccine at a vaccine centre without an appointment from this Wednesday. Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley says the move is aimed at giving people more choice.
We think this is important because we need to re-establish confidence in our vaccination program, which has taken a bit of a hit over the past few weeks since the Commonwealth have run into some distribution problems and supply problems, and the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation's recommendation as to Pfizer for people under 50.
Health authorities have recommended the AstraZeneca vaccine should only be given to people over the age of 50 after blood clotting was linked to younger people. Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews says the federal government is considering scaling up the local manufacture of vaccines like the Pfizer jab. The federal government is assisting biotech company CSL to prepare a business case to switch the production focus from AstraZeneca to mRNA-type vaccines such as Pfizer. CSL's Melbourne factory had been contracted to produce millions of doses of AstraZeneca vaccine, but 3 Australian cases of blood clotting linked to the AstraZeneca jab in people aged under 50 has driven a push to consider other vaccine options. The government has secured a further 20 million Pfizer vaccines on top of the original 20 million order, but they won't arrive until late in the year. Mr. Hunt says options are being considered for Australia to locally manufacture mRNA-type vaccines.
We know we can do this with mRNA. It won't happen overnight, but already we've started that process of the business case, and individual firms have expressed interest. So there is that capacity to do that. Right now, that scale-up, as everybody has indicated, would take a considerable amount of time.
Meanwhile, the federal government says the national vaccine rollout will continue after a 48-year-old woman became the first person in Australia to die from blood clotting linked to the use of AstraZeneca vaccine. Health officials say the case is rare and complicated by the patient's underlying medical conditions. Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer Alison McMillan says the incident has raised vaccine hesitancy concerns.
Hesitancy is something that we need to recognise. I encourage everyone who has any considerations or concerns is, firstly, you can talk to your health professional, general practitioner, a nurse practitioner, a whole range of people available to you to talk to. Do please look to the information you can rely on so that you can make a decision that's informed by the most up-to-date information you can have available.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.